Hey girl, hey. Girl, you back. It's okay. Let me see what I got for you then. Mwah. Hey girl, hey. It's your girl KT, and I'm back, you guys, with another episode. You guys, welcome back to episode 2 of season 1. So we're just gonna go ahead and get into it, you guys. Of course, you know, you guys, we start off with the scripture and we start off with a word to make sure that you keep these things throughout your week. So today's scripture, you guys, or this week's scripture, is Joshua 1:9, and it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Also, the word for this week, you guys, to keep is do not hold back. Do not have fear. Just go. So the word this week is go, you guys. Take off with everything that you have to do, God, whether that's your dreams, whether that's, you know, a promotion that you may need to accept, anything school-wise, anything. Just take off. Just go. God is giving you permission to go. I'm giving you permission to go. Okay, you guys. So next up is, you guys, of course, people are like, "Kayla, what do you got today?" So this week, you guys, of course, as you seen last episode, go check out the last episode. If you did not watch last episode, please go back and watch episode 1. I'm talking about situationships. So yeah, go back and watch that if you have not. So today, you guys, I will be talking about cheating. Oh my God. Cheating. Yes, you heard that right. Cheating. I know, right? Huh. Something that I guess we all, when we talk about cheating, it's just like a whole bunch of arguing, emotions, everything you could think of surrounds cheating. Just cheating, period. But the word cheating, period, just causes a lot of tension. So today, you guys, let's go ahead and get into it. So first of all, you probably saying, "Caitlin, what is cheating?" Because not everybody knows what cheating is. Not everybody has the encounter with cheating or the experience of being cheated on or even the experience of cheating. Some people are literally just there. They're not even never had either or, just there. So I kind of split up, you guys. It's not really a definition. Cheating, but for me, honestly, anybody that knows me knows cheating is, I split up in 2 parts. So I basically say it's an emotional and physical connection with somebody else other than your significant other, your wife, your boyfriend, etc. So what I was saying by the emotional part is a lot of times, you guys, we don't realize that most of the time for us females, I know for me especially, I know I can speak for me, you know, from my experiences, but you have that emotional connection first. It's not just something that, you know, physical doesn't always come for us females. I'm pretty sure I can speak for that because most females, and along with my friends, we always talk about how it's an emotional connection that kind of comes first, and then it's the physical, which means they're really like the attraction where that comes in. But yes, emotion wise, you're cheating if, you know, let's just say that person can pick your brain like they know you from the back of your hand. You're getting feelings involved, sometimes not intentionally, but feelings do get involved. That person compliments you, you blush. You just think about that person and they're not even there. Mentally, you guys have actually connected. That's emotional cheating. So the next set of cheating is physical, meaning if you hold their hand, to me, just answering the phone, honestly, is cheating. You going out with that other person is cheating. You're having sex with them, that's cheating. So yes, we know what physical is. Hugging that person, taking pictures with that person. If you want to be, for my younger audience, taking pictures with that person. kissing that person, anything that involves the physical touch or physical attraction is cheating. Now, whether you intentionally are doing it or not, that's your business, you know. But most of the time, cheating is done with you know what's going on, you know what you're doing. Now, it doesn't always intentionally just happen, probably not, but it's cheating. I mean, it's cheating. So yeah, and it happens for different reasons. Now those things do happen for different reasons. Now cheating itself, y'all, I have a rule that I don't really excuse cheating. But of course, me being older and me having more, you know, point of views to explain to me, you know, what comes with cheating or why people cheat in general, I'm learning. Being a college kid, y'all, I'm learning. Like I'm learning strongly, like people honestly genuinely have excuses for cheating, and sometimes it made me kind of, I ain't gonna lie, it made me kind of open up and be more open-minded, not to, you know, the cheating part, because I just don't think cheating is right, period. I don't condone it. I don't like it. I don't, you know, support it. So skip that disclaimer out there before I say anything else. And I'm not a cheater. Never cheat on anybody, so I can honestly speak from that point of view too. It just never was a thought. Honestly, I felt like I always was able to be honest with the my other significant other. I felt like I was always being honest as far as communication with them to let them know how I was feeling if something wasn't right, instead of going to look out for that right thing, communicate. Y'all will hear that a lot. Communicate through this whole series. Just communicate. But yeah, I would pretty much say, you know, the different reasons have really blew up my mind, but we'll get into that in a short minute. But I will most definitely say now, looking back, I would say emotionally, I would say that maybe it would be perceived as cheating. But emotional wise, stuff that I didn't even know back then. I was so young and I was so into everything that I was doing that I never just sat and thought like, maybe is that technically cheating? Is that technically cheating though? But you know, I maybe have physically cheated on somebody. I mean, who knows? I don't really remember. However, I do remember all my relationships that have been in and why we kind of had to go our separate ways. But as far as cheating wise, it was either the other person or something, some other reason. Because cheating, I just feel like it's so disrespectful. But anyways, you guys, let's get into the reasons why people cheat. Whew, here we go. So, I would say the first reason, you guys, why people cheat is because they do not know how to communicate. Any way you want to say it, communication. They do not know how to communicate. It's so hard for them to communicate. They do not know how to talk. They do not know how to express to you, or you may not do not know how to express to them or tell them verbally what is your concerns, what is your needs, what is your wants. Something is bothering me. They do not communicate. It's hard for them to communicate. So instead of communicating, they lash out. Sometimes in an unintentional way, but sometimes intentionally, and they go to choose to find the thing that they may be missing or the thing that they need to communicate. It might just go out and find it in somebody else. It happens like that sometimes, twice, but that's what they do. So yeah, so the second one is they may be unhappy either with themselves, lives, or just the relationship, period. And that goes once again with just communicating. I feel like if you're unhappy in something, just tell that person. You know, even though it may hurt their feelings or it may have them feeling some type of way, I feel like it's both for best parties to you know, give that courtesy to each other for that honesty to happen. And it's not always easy. I will say from experience, it's not always easy to tell, you know, your person because it comes off as you don't love me no more, or Especially if you're dealing with an insecure person or a person that's not really mentally stable, you'll have that you don't love me no more, you don't trust me no more. No, I just said right now I'm not really happy with our relationship anymore or with our friendship anymore. That could go friendships too, but it's just a sense of that at least you communicated and told me. So now it comes to, okay, now I need to find solutions for this thing. But it's not always the case. Sometimes you do get people that start to play the blame game when you say unhappy, which is sometimes healthy for a relationship when you have two people coming together and saying, hey, this is my side, hey, this is your side. Now, where the tricky part is, what are you going to do after you heard each other? Did you even hear each other? Are you even listening to what that person said? Do you understand? Do you comprehend? Because you could talk to a person all day, but if they don't comprehend or understand what you're saying, it goes straight out the window. They can, yeah, they heard you, but they didn't understand what you were saying. Be mindful of that. So yes, they may be unhappy with themselves too. It might be an inner issue going on that they just don't specify because some people have pride, some people have egos, it's so many things that just goes with that self. It's just like, okay, I'm unhappy with myself, so I feel as if I have to use another outlet. And sometimes most people use cheating as an outlet. Or if life is not giving them the right thing, they go looking for something that'll make life feel right or whole in that moment. And they find it. But like I tell people, when you cheat, when you have to come back home or come back out of that relationship, you know what I'm saying? Come back to that relationship. You're coming back to your 80, but you went to your 20. That's Tyler Perry for y'all. Bam. You're going to find 20, that 20% that you may be missing. No, that you're leaving the 80% that's done stuck with you, do everything, that has paid your way for a lot of stuff, that has made the sacrifices to actually hear you out, listen to you, communicate with you, be honest with you. You're going to leave in all of that. You're going to leave wife material for trash material. Or for side chick material, or for baby mama material, not to shake nobody, but you're going to leave the 80, the wife material, everything that you mostly need to go find that 20% that you may not have, instead of just communicating and saying, hey, this is the issue, hey, this is the issue. Don't do that. Communicate. Say, hey, and it took me so long, you guys, actually do this, like still trying to learn. So that one comes from my own just personal experience, not even with just cheating, but just me in a relationship, period. If you're unhappy with something that is going on, you can love that person. If you love that person, that honesty should come and flow. If you really care about that person, that honesty and trust and respect shall flow. Now, when it doesn't flow when, you're not honest. You're just not honest. And two, you don't want to be unhappy in a situation. You don't want to do that because that just causes you to feel some type of way overall. And you don't want that energy in your life. So you don't want that energy in your life. So don't do that. Don't be unhappy. Speak up. So the next thing is it's a habit. Meaning it's a pattern. It's a pattern. It's just something that they're so used to doing. It's just a pattern. It's something that's the dynamic of their life or their relationships is based on that. But especially their relationship just based on cheating. You can't keep a girlfriend for I don't know how long. You looking for a wife, but you're not giving out hubby vibes. You see what I'm saying? Look for a girlfriend, but you're not giving out boyfriend vibes. Not saying that you're not capable of that, but you reap what you sow. You get whatever you give, you get back. So you have to understand if you having that habit or that pattern of cheating. Or looking for that person that's going to do that to you, or so on. That's for my ladies out there. If you're so used to a pattern of infidelity from a guy, or that's guys too. If you're so used to a pattern of a female cheating on you all the time or infidelity, period, you're going to keep contracting to those people that's going to continue to hurt you, going to continue to deceive you, disrespect you. Any word you want to put in that guy. Anything you want to put in that space, I'm gonna let you have it. Let you have a moment. But yeah, put that in that space. That's a habit. And it's not saying that it's something bad, but it's saying it's something that you need to address. Do not be denial about a habit that you may have because it's going to benefit you in the end. If you know you have attraction to bad boys, that's cool. If that's what you like, that's your preference, that's what you like. But don't wonder why you have these certain issues coming in your life and then you pick up certain habits that you didn't even have before. That's not even a part of your technically your DNA, but they have become now a part of your DNA because that them type of people that you attract, them their spirit bounces off on you, and it kind of just messes up your whole persona. Yes, people can come, people that comes with soul ties too. You sleeping with this person, so I'm saying you wonder why, dang, I ain't never had a headache before. That person always had headaches, now you get a headache. Or dang, I ain't never had, you know what I'm saying, anger issues, but because that person has anger issues, now you done soul tied with that person, and now you got anger issues, and you ain't never even, you done had patience as big as a shoot, just patience out of this world, and now you just short temper. Every little thing just pisses you off or ticks you off. That is so. That's where soul ties come connection with. That's where connections, period, comes with that person. So you not want to be in that habit of doing that. And two, you so a lot of times when people cheat, they're not, that change is not familiar to them. Sometimes that damage is just so stuck and embedded in them that that's all they know. That's all they know how to do is retaliate in that way. That's all they want to do is retaliate in that way. It's not even another way for them to do it because that's just a cycle that they're stuck in. So don't be stuck in the cycle. So get out the cycle, get help, do whatever you may need to do, pray about it, do whatever you may need to do to pray off, first of all, that habit to not even come in your life, but pray that spirit, that tie to not hold you down to where you accept less than what you are. I feel that for somebody. Don't accept less than what you are because you're so used to a habit. Make a new pattern. Make a new pattern because if you don't make a new pattern now, you're going to be stuck in something that you're going to look back years later and be like, dang, how did I get myself in this situation? It's because one, you were in denial, and two, you didn't address it. Address those situations, address the habit. Try to work your way out of the habit by doing something different. If it's negative, turn it into a positive. Do what you have to do. If you have to keep painting that fence, like they didn't hire lessons, keep painting the fence because eventually the paint will stay and the paint will stick, and you don't have to paint over anything else because it's just a masterpiece. It's just a masterpiece. Do yourself that favor. Get out the habit. Next. Behavior is excused, meaning it's not addressed or looked over. They're not used to a person even addressing the fact that you have an infidelity issue, you have a cheating issue, you have this issue or you have that. The behavior is excused. It's accepted, meaning that they think it's okay because they never had anybody to address it or tell them that it's wrong. They're so used to the behavior and they're so used to the reaction being the same as if, oh, I hate your guts, or either, okay, don't do it again. You know, when we do those things, we excuse people that are cheaters. We excuse infidelity when we do those things. And it's sometimes, you know, every situation is different, but we excuse it. And we sometimes don't do it intentionally, but most of the time it ends up becoming intentional because I know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. But because it feels good in that moment, or because, you know, I love this person, there go that love word again. Because I love this person, I wanted to accept everything that they have going on, but not realizing that one, I'm lowering my standards. Two, I can't even build over the fence because it seems like every time I build, it's something else that comes and marks up the fence. So you have to understand, do not excuse behavior because right is right and wrong is wrong. If you know that that's not something, infidelity is not something that you even accept, or not something that you even want to accept, don't sit up there and accept it, okay? Don't sit up there and accept it. Don't do that. So yes, do not do that. Do not accept the behavior of just being cheated on. Don't accept that behavior because it's not right. And don't let nobody ever tell you, yeah, you know you love me. Nah, but you knew what you was doing when you went out there and did it. And you knew that I did not deserve that. How can you respect me, but you go out there and disrespect me? I'm sorry. It don't work like that. Either you gonna have the diss or you just gonna have the re in front of respect. It's no changing that. It's no, we're not gonna sit there and compromise that. Either gonna respect me or you don't, or I'm gonna move on to somebody that can. Period. We moving on from idiots in 2021, okay? But yes, do not accept the behavior because don't excuse something because then that person get in a cycle where they think it's okay or they know your automatic reaction so they don't even tell you they cheat no more. Sometimes they just get comfortable cheating in your face, really. And sometimes they get comfortable just really cheating behind your back. But how will you ever know that if you too busy, you see what I'm saying? How would you ever even know that if you too busy always having an excuse for them? Or you're always too busy, just being looked over or look over the situation. So then that gives them the chance to be like, okay, well, I know she's not gonna do no. I know it's not no consequence. So I'm not gonna address it. Do not do that. That is one way that you can really hurt your own self and lose your own self-worth because you're settling. Do not do that. And like I said, it's y'all, I could go on for days, but those are really just the main excuses that I could even think of or even know of. It's so many more reasons, but from the experience or responses I have, come to this conclusion that these are the main ones, these are the main ones, okay? So yes, most definitely, you guys, this ends part one, of this cheating episode. It will be two parts, maybe three, but I have not decided yet. But stay tuned for part two. It will also be posted today as well. So please stay tuned for that, because that will be coming out, you guys. Very, very like slightly after this episode. So stay tuned for the next part of this cheating episode. Stay tuned for part two. And like I said, please, if you have gotten to the end of this video, thank you so much for listening up to this point. But girl, I got more for you. I got more for you. So stay tuned. Love you guys. Be right back. Mwah.